You want to start it?
Okay, so I have not recorded one of these in a year. So.
She's never done a podcast or anything either.
So this is, I believe, episode 53. I should have looked while I was driving, but I didn't.
Yep.
Probably won't record a separate intro other than, well, I'll just do it right here. This is going to be a sensitive subject for some people, so if you're not into sensitive subjects, stop listening now. But got a couple people sitting around a table with me. I got Jordan, let you introduce yourself, and then pass to your right and to your right.
Hey, I'm Jordan Roach. We're here for Styles for Miles, my son Miles.
Hi, I'm Caitlin Roach, Miles' mom. We're going to do a little brief interview of Styles for Miles Jam coming up and, you know, what happened and why we're doing this for a good cause. And we have here...
Truman Roach.
Okay. Yep. So, you know, about a... Was it just over a year ago I moved back to Binghamton from Pittsburgh?
Right.
And like right after that is when I saw what happened for you guys. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm going to let you guys take it and run with it. Was it October 8th or was it right around there where this all happened?
It was actually Halloween.
Okay.
Oh, right.
That it happened on... happened to Miles. His birthday is on the 8th, so we're going to try to keep the jam around the 8th of October for him. Everything's been pretty rough for me and our family lately the past few months, and we just want to hold a nice jam for all the kids and local BMX community and continue to have a wonderful event to progress and get bigger and help local skate parks out and local bike companies. About you, Mama.
All right, so I wrote this short story for Miles. Our logo maker, AFG Graphics, actually asked me to do this so he could send it out with all his orders. To, you know, bring awareness to it, and so I'll read that. It kind of gives a brief, like, of what happened and all that, and tells you a little bit about Miles himself. So, Miles Christopher Grayson Roach, born October 8th of 2010, the world's next Einstein, an absolute genius who loved his family and could count his friends at a young age on one hand. He knew the true value of life and always wanted to see others smile. The many faces he would make were sure to light up the darkest days. For anyone, an imagination that our world needs so much more of. Miles Roach was born a hero, and forever he will remain that hero. He had his first BMX bike bought when he was a wee bit small at the age of 4. Miles, Bubba, as we called him, was a quiet kid most of his days. His big sister, Jaylin, would help translate what he was speaking to whomever was around, as there were many people who couldn't understand him. He had a speech impediment. That never stopped him from being the true hero he was, slash is. Miles, my baby boy, who wasn't afraid of anything that came his way, was, slash is, the victim of bullies. This, the people who took his life, you know, it was found out that the kid in his class was actually bullying him over a period of time, and nothing was said about it. So, you know, that's pretty much on the school right there.
Yep. So were you guys under like the false impression beforehand that,
yes,
that they were friends then?
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yes.
We thought they were really good friends with Miles and the older brother.
They played him along and, like, you know, got him to come over and made it like he was going to go ride dirt bikes and, you know, go trick-or-treating with his buddies and, you know, have boy time. And, well, he never even made it trick-or-treating. So.
Yeah.
So on Halloween weekend of 2021, that's when our lives changed forever. Miles had given my number to the kids' mother to contact me about getting them together. At 8:26 p.m. on October 30th of 2021, his big sister, our now 13-year-old daughter, Jaylin, answered the initial call that no mother or parent ever wants to or should have to receive. I heard what was on the other end of the phone and knew instantly something was very wrong. I started screaming for help. I was like blacked out. My life, you know, it felt like my life was crashing. I continued to pray hard and loud to let my baby be okay. His life had been taken by the hands of a bully and his family. No 911 call was ever made. They disturbed a crime scene and tampered with the evidence of this crime scene. No one has been charged in this murder still, and they're not planning on charging the parents. We just found that out recently. So not even for negligence or anything like that. His dad and I are in the fight of our lives, as we will never give up until justice for Miles is served. So we're asking, you know, please help. This is what we're doing this for. Please help bring awareness for our sweet boy, as I will continue, as we will continue to be his voice and tell his story, hoping to one day help many other kids for generations to come.
So. How about you, Truman? You got something good to say about your brother?
No.
No.
He doesn't really show much emotion. So.
No. I'm sure it's tough for all of you. You know, ups, downs, good days, bad days, mm-hmm. all that stuff.
A roller coaster.
Yeah.
Right.
So, all of that said, how has that gone? Like you said, you just found out that they don't plan on pressing any charges against the family.
Yeah, not even the parents, nothing.
Is there any, like, do you get any other notice than that? Or are they like, oh, nope, it's just going to move on?
Well, see, like, the DA was ignoring us for about 4 months, actually. And, like, our civil lawyer and everything. Wasn't answering calls, wasn't returning any calls, emails, nothing, so.
It's mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's been super mind-blowing.
From what happened is, I mean, you could call it, like, an accident.
Right.
But it's still, if there's a history of bullying beforehand.
Right.
There
was kids from the school that
it was
came out and said something, but it was followed up on, and they didn't really
two or more witnesses
take much
it.
On the follow up. It was the past year has been probably, I'd have to say, the roughest time of my life. You know, there couldn't be anything worse than what has happened to his mom and his brother and sister and me also. But I sat down as father and I think about everything and what they're going through in their heads, and it angers me. It does, because I want them to be okay as much as I want myself to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, with the jam, Mama set up the jam, and she surprised me, like, with everything, with all the sponsors that she set up with the flyer, and when I first seen it.
And I know nothing about BMX, by the way.
she doesn't know too much about BMX or who the contact, and it looks, you know, on the flyer, it looks like she contacted every bit of the right people.
Mm-hmm. She reached out to me very early on.
Good solid amount of...
I threw a couple names towards her. Yeah. Like, you know, these people will help with anything.
Yeah.
So, it's cool to see a lot of them on here, too.
Mm-hmm. We do want to thank you, because we know you left the jam the day of Miles' viewing. Was it? That you off the jet? Was it Newark? Were you up to Newark?
Yeah, I did. I came down to that. I forgot about that. But, there was a couple things going on that day. But
we want to thank you for showing up at the viewing and everything, Andrew. And you know, seeing Ben and LJ and Deuce and you show up is just, that's heart-touching for everything, because as what she set up for this jam, it's only going to get better and bigger as years come. And, you know, that's what I try to explain to people. It's, this year is going to be an awesome jam, but next year and the year after is going to be that much bigger and better.
So are this year, are you guys doing any fundraising or anything like that? So I know your theme is to put the brakes on bullying.
Yes, yep. So that's the...
You know, I don't think it would be in necessarily bad taste to fundraise for yourselves for, like, this year or whatever, to help with whatever legal fees or whatever. Moving right. forward, have you guys looked into any, like, 501Cs or bullying,
that's
you know,
nonprofits?
That's
or,
what Mama's so working what, on.
Or right starting now. One, I suppose.
Put all the brakes on bullying, yep. That's what the name would be. Actually, it's going to be PA Bob. I'm going to change it to put all brakes on bullying.
We actually do want to get a donation jar for Rockies Park, that. Too.
For Rockies, okay.
Yes, yeah. For Rockies, for to yeah, try to
help,
get...
DTR as well.
Try to get some local places, maybe like some local lumber places to donate for Rockies, and try to get a donation jar so we can get something around. I know Skate Light's super expensive, but...
There's Gator Skins is like another brand that does like a Skate Light type stuff. Okay. I feel like you see that more often. I don't know if it's cheaper.
Okay.
But it's just another brand to look at.
That's awesome. Something that we'd really like to do too. And I did talk to... Mama,
for a long time.
About this, for maybe trying to get a petition around to get something built up in Athens, say, or Waverly, for the local kids up in the Valley area, maybe down
Valley
by
Playland.
Valley Playland or something like that.
Okay.
Well, we'd have to talk to the township and everything first and see if we can get something together for Styles for Miles for that.
Yeah.
Trying to fund on it eventually.
So I don't really know too much about how to set up a nonprofit or do anything like that. If you're already working on it, then it's awesome.
I've been working on that for a little while now. Not too long after, like, this is kind of what, you know, would be the main event to fund, to help fund that, you know what I mean, to keep everything paid
going.
Up. And
yeah, no, I think it's a great
and, like, for the nonprofit,
cause.
Like, I want to look at... Like, not just helping the kids, like, being bullied, I want to also, because it stems from somewhere else, so it stems from their environment, you know what I mean? So I want to focus on the parents as well, like, to help them, you know, if they never got that help, maybe, you know, it's never too late.
Well, in retrospect, I can't speak for you guys, but I'm assuming you, like, see things that you're like, how did we not see that that's what was happening, dude?
Yeah. I mean, I...
So...
I felt really bad last few months with how it happened and what happened and what the two kids have to go through with everything like that.
So you've kind of danced around exactly what happened. Do you want to say what happened? You know, no names or anything, but... I mean, I suppose you mentioned his name. It's probably, you'll find it in the news if you want to search for it.
We had a tragic incident happen to us, and a brother of his friend stabbed my son in his heart, and
puncturing his lung as well,
and also punctured his lung. I can't go into detail on how...
Miles 11?
Yeah, he was 11 years old.
He was definitely on the autistic spectrum, and he was almost legally blind in his one eye.
Yes.
Like, have proof and all that, you know what I mean? So, like, and they're saying they were playing with Nerf guns in a tug of war, which I don't see how that is if the kid already had the knife in his hand. Usually he used two hands for tug of war, is what I thought, but... I don't know.
Yep.
And they're only going with what the brothers are saying.
Back,
they're not using any of the witnesses.
The lights is off.
Yep.
So it's like.
Yeah.
But with the jam weekend,
yeah,
we really hope a lot of people show up. We're gonna have a blast, and it'll be following the next day. It'll be at the DTR Trails. Everybody that knows where it's at. And
yep, camping. Okay.
So I'll have this up on the YouTube for a visual. I'll show this, but for anyone listening, October 8th at 11 a.m. at Rocky's Bicycle Shop in Monroton, PA. Any more details, you can reach out to myself, and I'll pass anything along. So, you know, we'll have, you said vendors and sponsors needed. Do you have any vendors? Do you have anything that you want to do? Food, music, 50-50?
Yep, yep.
I see you have camping options. I know they have paintball. So there's a whole bunch of, you know, family fun that can be done here. Do they still do fishing down at the creek? Or
I do believe that they do fish down at the creek. I think you can probably walk down.
I think you probably can. I don't know if they like rent poles anymore.
I don't think he rents poles or anything like that.
Okay.
But he's got a beautiful selection of bicycles and bicycle parts.
I'm gonna go look at
them. And we hope to get everybody here and.
He probably has a lot of new ones.
There'll be frame giveaways. DWA is doing a complete build. They're doing a raffle 2 weeks ahead of time.
Okay.
So if you know anyone wants to follow them and watch out for that.
So that's DWA4130.com. Are they? I'm unfamiliar. Are they just a local shop also?
I believe they're in PA somewhere.
Okay.
They are, the whole team, I believe, is coming to the jam. So tickets will be available jam day as well.
Okay. Yeah, and there's a whole slew of sponsors on here. I don't know. Even if you tried to read them all off, we may miss one. So maybe it's not a good idea to do that. But, you know,
I think Dad could read off the sponsors on the list.
Yeah, however you want to go. If you want to try to hit everyone, then you may even have some that aren't on there at this point.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll start at the top, and we'll just work our way around for the sponsors for the first annual jam for Styles for Miles. We got Full Circle Bike Shop, Tough Luck BMX, Source BMX, AFT Graphics, Circuit BMX, Colony, Fit, Dead Crow Army. Dead Crow Army. I always mess that up. Flat Earth BMX, Cinema, Ride PA, Profile Racing, Metal Bike Company, Kink BMX, Nowhere BMX, Pedal Driven Cycles, S1 Helmets, Ethic BMX, Grindworks BMX, Heavy Pedals, Arch,
Blaze Culture,
DTR, Blaze Culture, Blaze Culture, Works BMX, All Day BMX Shop,
Express BMX,
S&M,
Victa Brand is no longer. They ran into some financial issues, so they're not able to sponsor.
Okay, and we got DWA and Rocky's Bicycle Shop, where the event will be held on October 8th. And we hope to see everybody here, and all have a good time, and that'll be a wonderful event. It'll get bigger and better as the years come, guys. All right, I thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I look forward to seeing what you guys get with this 501c and the nonprofit, and how you can move forward.
Put things back. Like I want to get Rockies back up, and I'd really like to you know, depending on how they want to paint it or whatever, I'd like to see some new paint up and some handrails fixed and some ramps and everything buttoned up. And
Yeah, and I'm sure also, you know, you hear similar stories across the nation or whatever, because it is a big problem. You don't see a lot of it go to the extent that you guys have had to suffer for.
Y'all are showing up.
But you still get a lot of, you know, bad problems, and it's not a good scenario. So, you know, you get like Joe Doherty, who does the BMX in Our Blood podcast.
Yep.
Does the Road to Recovery jams to support that Road to Recovery nonprofit for injured athletes. But it would be awesome to see you guys, you know, be able to grow the event or multiple events or whatever you can do to promote a nonprofit.
We'd also like to say that you know, that this isn't just going to stop. This is going to get bigger and better, and just try to help local kids out with, you know, new little bicycles, some toddlers. There'll be a couple toddler giveaways. I have a toddler girls bike, a 12-inch, and I have a toddler's boys bike, and they will both come with helmets. But that'll be put in a jar, and a name will get picked out of the jar for a drawing for a free bicycle and a free helmet.
Okay.
For a local toddler.
That's awesome.
There'll be other things other than everything going on over the skate park. We plan on having a little kids course for a little obstacle course. Mama planned out a lot of that. She got a kiddie pool and got balls and. Yeah, we're gonna have like a little ramp up over the kiddie pool so you can balance.
To go across.
It's either they're gonna balance or they're gonna hit the water.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I got ball pit balls, 400 of them. You know, put them out.
Yep.
I don't know if we're gonna be able to get Ryder down for that one or not. I think Rachel was planning on being out of town that weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But I know he's.
Hey, Duke. Well,
they're at least planning on coming.
Happy birthday.
Hey, Duke.
Happy birthday, man.
We gotta get you on a podcast one of these days, Duke.
Yes, sir.
You'll be very, very quiet if you say anything right here because you're not on a mic. But.
I ask for you.
Yeah, you gotta yell, and then you'll be the loudest one. But no, we're talking about the Styles for Miles jam in a month. So, are you stoked?
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
I think they heard that one.
Yeah, well, he's metering about twice as high as anyone else.
Did he?
Yeah. I'm right this.
So, at the jam, there'll be a lot of different things.
Buy that
be
one
giving
too.
Away the kids.
Yeah, it's here somewhere.
Kids will end up getting t-shirts and hats and mittens and their socks and stickers and sweatshirts and everything in between.
And yeah, and hope for good weather.
Yeah,
I can't believe we've had like the nicest summer we've ever had.
Oh my goodness.
That I can ever remember up here.
Last few weeks.
And then we're down here for the rain today.
Right.
Yep.
But.
Remember, we still don't buy pegs. Or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh yeah, your mom wants a set of pegs.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, you want pegs too?
Yeah.
This would be the man to buy a set of pegs.
I know a guy.
That knows a guy.
That knows a guy.
That knows a guy.
Nice pegs.
That knows a guy.
Yeah,
has
well,
pegs.
Whole separate problem with that is getting them made right now.
Right. It's expensive.
Material is up so much.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even mind saying it.
No, it's super expensive.
The last pricing I got, they were going to be
everything.
Over $20 a piece for me to get them made. And I'm like,
so you're looking at $40-$50 for a set of pegs.
I mean, I would do 25 or 30. I don't need to make a killing on them.
Right.
It just helps to fund doing cool things. Like, if I can
absolutely.
Make enough money selling a couple of pegs that I can give a set away at a jam.
Yeah, I want a pair.
That's what I want to do. I don't do grind works to make money.
Right, right.
Then I'll have two pegs.
Man, I'd be really
put
in sad shape
front,
if that
was some on the back.
I feel you.
Put some on the back and put some on the front.
I know.
We were going to ask you, too, with grind works. We know grind works holds some really awesome jams the past few years. We would be honored
birthday, huh?
to have Styles for Miles.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was
at least a long ago.
So as a sponsor of some, I need a drink. We'll try to get something around for different things for the jams.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to take this mic off so I can go get my drink.
Yeah, you can unclip it. Pass it off to Duke.
Okay.
Then he doesn't have to yell.
Stuck on my shirt.
Yeah. Put it right on your shirt on the top. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Is the car
in that? I think so.
I
don't
slip over
I think so.
I got these Converse on and I just slipped walking up the ramp.
Duke, you about ready to hit a podcast?
Sure.
It was the first day that I've ever hit a podcast too, homie.
Yeah.
So how you doing, man? I hear you're doing like really, really good on your bicycle.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I learned 3 bars, and that's like my biggest accomplishment this year.
You got the 3 bar?
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. I see some videos of you doing all that. It's pretty amazing.
Thank you.
It is pretty amazing. So what do you think? Are you pretty stoked about the Styles for Miles Jam coming up?
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Gonna be a really cool event. We'll get all the kids together and all the parents.
My dad and me have a bike at home. Well, it's here now. We bought it here for a kid that doesn't have a bike, but all his friends does. So he just runs behind them. So me and my dad got him a bike basically.
So he's got a new bicycle now?
Well, not yet. When the jam comes, yeah.
That's gonna be amazing. It's that kind of stuff right there, man. Yes. That just sets it apart for other kids in the local community and everything like that. That kid might not have had a bicycle for a long time if you guys.
Or ever, you don't really know.
His friends are riding his bike and he's just running, trying to catch up to them.
Oh my.
He really likes riding bike?
What?
He likes riding bike?
No, he never had a bike.
He never had one.
Well, he's getting one now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. Happy birthday, I want to say to you.
Thanks.
Happy 11?
Yeah.
11 years old.
I raced 11 expert yesterday.
I heard. That's awesome. I heard you.
And kind of it.
I saw that. Did you, got bucked off the backside of a double, huh?
Yeah.
You saw me do a kickflip. This morning on a skateboard, I freaking fell on my butt. I got up on it and then.
You're trying to kick.
I did a kickflip, but I fell right back.
You fell back on your butt.
Yeah.
Well, if you're on your bicycle.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, those wheelie boards. Yeah.
Those wheelie board things.
That's why I'm gonna put the nut on Instagram.
On Instagram. On Instagram, I'd seen this guy on a unicycle that's grinding like rails, like 12 stairs, doing 540s off things.
Yeah, unicycles are ridiculous.
Doing 540s off a set of stairs.
Then he gets on a bike and then does 180.
Hey, Dad.
I don't even know what it's called, but they'll do like a bunny hop and throw the seat like a full loop and then catch it back under them and stuff too.
Right.
They got pretty rad unicycle tricks.
And then he gets on a bike and does 180 crook down like a 10 stair or like 15. 180 crook to a hard 180 out.
Yeah, man.
But anyway, you mentioned, supporting our jam.
Yes.
I didn't do any of this here at all. I was in the process of moving last year and hadn't mentioned it to anybody that I had took a new job, was in the process of moving from Pittsburgh to Binghamton. Held both jams like 2 weeks apart.
Oh, wow.
Two weeks before I needed to move.
I was going to call you.
So, like, really? My house was in disarray. I'm, like, so in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't even want to do it anymore. Like, it was kind of a cool break to not do it this week or this year. In the meantime, like, last year, I'd always run the Binghamton Jam from Pittsburgh and just made it work.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't want to do it the other way. Like, I don't have the... I got a lot of friends down there, but I don't have the whole, like, family support of putting a jam on
like this
down there from up here.
What was it? It's the street jam.
Yeah,
it's street
Pittsburgh
jam.
Street jam.
Yeah.
So we passed it off to Keystone, and then a whole bunch of drama ensued this year where people tried to, like, run it as something else, and then it was a battle of who's running that jam, and then no one was running the jam, and then a third party came in and ran a different jam.
Oh,
like, oh my god, so bad. And then I'm like, people are messaging me, what's going on? I'm like,
so
I'm out of it. It's not my jam anymore.
So what's the future for Grindworks Jam?
So I didn't set up a Binghamton jam this year because Derek is reaching resolution on the HCS scenario.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this year was going to be his 20th year open.
Pretty amazing spot, man.
So he wanted...
Pretty cool.
If it was going to work out...
The jam that I went to, that was a good time, man. I couldn't say nonetheless.
HCS. So if we were going to reach resolution on that, he wanted to do a 20th anniversary as his own jam.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going to stand down then. But, you know, no one knows why I didn't do one this year.
Well, between moving and everything like that, that's got to be...
I'm still living at my parents' house.
That's
so
a lot going on.
We sold our house in Pittsburgh.
Yep, and came back home.
Came up here, moved in with my parents, like, for the short term. The housing market's trash.
It is
like
pretty insane
really
right
bad.
Now.
It really is bad.
So they're still really high, and interest rates are high.
Right.
So from like a really high level discussion, you can have like I don't mind paying a little more for the house if the interest rate was low, like they were.
Oh, I totally agree, man.
But
like a year or two ago, it would have been different a couple of years ago.
Then you start thinking about it, like, well, if I pay too much for a house and the interest rate is high, I'm hosed every way.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
If we wait for prices to start falling a little bit, which they kind of are, but not a ton.
It's a little bit better off.
Well, yeah. Trying to stay in Vestal, where my family is and everything. Plus, at the point I don't own anything, I can school district shop.
Which is really cool.
Go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, there's definitely that aspect of it. But we're like waiting for prices to fall a little more. I don't mind a bad interest rate if the price is good. I can refinance it. Right. But you can't pay less for the house later.
Yeah, no.
So, we're kind of in a holding pattern. We've got a couple of prospects for like, you know, direct sale with no realtors involved.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
So we're kind of hoping something comes through on one of those. But
that would be nice.
No, I hope so too, man, for you.
But it's been over a year.
This day and age right now is pretty insane with the markets on houses and everything like that. Everything in between.
And there's hoops I had to jump through too. Like, you know, we sold the house. And then I took a new job. When you've got a new job and you're looking at, like, all your different pay stubs and all that stuff, that you have to have a history on the pay stubs.
So
of a consistent pay. So, like, the first couple months, there's no, 401k deductions and stuff. So once you start getting everything taken out, now I've got, this is our baseline with pay stubs. And right at that point, I quit that job.
Right.
And went back to my old job, but from Vestal. So then that kind of reset my timeline on getting a base set of pay stubs again.
Yeah.
And then at that point, you know, like 3 months of pay stubs or whatever. It was the middle of the summer.
Wow.
Well, early mid-spring, but...
Right.
Right.
But it was, you know, at that point, we were looking at 6.5% interest rates.
That's miles?
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's insane.
Right. It's a no.
Yeah, right.
Not
right.
interesting.
It's like not an option at that point. No, I get that.
And they were still high. So they're falling a little bit. So I don't care what the interest rate is. The house price is fair.
All right.
This is the outline of him.
So. Anyway.
So with the stock.
That's that situation. That's cool. I think next year I'll do something more or support some other jams more. But
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. And that's another thing that I wouldn't mind that this become like a two jam a year thing, you know, not just one jam a year. We'll try to progress from there and see if we can hold a couple jams a year.
Yep.
And do like a spring and then a fall.
Well, and
I'd say late spring, just so everything here would be like...
Yeah, towards the summer.
Yeah.
It gets tough as far as pulling on contacts and everything. Like, I was always doing two jams at once, so it's like...
Yeah.
I was putting a lot of sponsors on a flyer so that people didn't have to send me that much.
That's right. Right.
Like, send me what you'd send for one event, and I'll just part it between two, but I got so many people that there's still...
Yeah.
And that's a really good
so
idea.
So much.
Yeah. That is
but
a really good idea.
Like, I would try to do another and another and get on other stuff. I'm like, I can't keep asking these people for stuff. You know, it becomes a lot, and they have to pick and choose what events they support. Like, you know, I'm going to say and laugh about it, but a real company, not Grindworks, they set a budget together for how much are they going to put into jams.
Into jams every year.
And then I don't know if... I don't see a lot of the companies on here that you would have ran into this with, because a lot of these guys are pretty, you know, straightforward and simple.
Yeah, I didn't
simple.
Really have much problems with it.
But certain companies won't send you anything unless the shop that's sponsoring it places an order.
There is a couple on here.
I'm going to guess them.
Yep.
And a couple other people.
I think Colony or Cinema.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I understand it. It's pretty common.
Right.
It makes sure that the jam is a legit jam.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It, you know, verifies you guys in that aspect that it's not just like someone looking for free product to ship to their house.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And everything. And then it piggybacks the shipping, which is in all likelihood for anyone that's making stuff overseas. For all likelihood, the shipping is more value than the cost of the product they're sending you.
Yeah, no, yeah.
So.
It really is.
So it kind of piggybacks that to an order. And shows that it's legit, so.
I really feel the number one thing with the start of Styles for Miles Jam is we try to take care of our local skate park and bike shop first. Try to get some materials around from different places and help out with it and get things back up and kicking really nice and nice paint and everything on everything.
Yeah, and in turn that will help, you know, boost the scene. Like,
right,
you're in a weird pocket here that I don't know how many people know Rockies, but
no, I know.
It's literally the middle of nowhere.
Who's here?
Yeah,
that definitely
have a
knows.
Huge shop.
Yeah, they got an amazing shop. There's tons of bikes and everything like that. They got a huge upstairs with a bunch of bikes in their showroom. They have mountain bikes, BMX
proper
bikes,
classic skate park.
It's a proper classic skate park, nice wooden park. It needs a little love and attention, and just some local people coming together and trying to help build and progress.
BMX track in some level of progress again.
Yes, I see. I walked down there and I think I seen around 8 loads of clay that are down by the start of the BMX track, and I probably see another one too.
I'll see you guys.
There's at least 8 to 10 loads up top of clay.
Mason, can you guys step in or something? Thank you.
Gotta love them.
Well, it's funny because with the lapel mics, it cuts a lot of the stuff off as opposed to just using the built-in.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yep.
But it still picks up. Like, I'm sure you'll hear it raining.
Oh, really? Okay.
And sure. I can run I don't know if it'll be a low pass or a high pass. I'm not that good with audio. Anyway, can run a little overlay that will take that out. Which is what I can. So, like, the most recent one I posted, I recorded it while driving. And it will remove all the highway noise.
I think I started
noise.
Watching that one.
So it takes all the highway noise out, but it makes it sound like you're like on a cell phone call.
Yeah.
So, the weekend of the jam, well, I think I already mentioned that we're going to continue to our local trails and everything like that. A few of my buddies have started it. I've been a big part on starting it up and everything like that. I haven't been down there the last few months, but it's been super hard for me even to go down to our trails because when I do go down there, I think about Miles a lot. You know, it's not that I don't want to be down there or around my friends or anything like that.
It's not that you don't want to think about Miles either.
Yeah,
it's just, it puts you in a weird mental space, I'm sure.
Yes, yes. At least for now, you know. But that weekend of the jam and everything like that, it'll continue down to the trails. And hopefully everybody will be camping and we'll have a good
time. That being said, hopefully, we're going to have a pig roast that day.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Down
here?
Down to the trail.
Oh, the trail. So the next day.
Yep, for the next day. Yep, on the 9th.
Okay.
What?
There's a lot of really nice BMXs upstairs.
Oh, there's like a really, really nice one.
Like a super nice one? What's it say?
Better than yours and better than mine and better than Raylan's and better than mom's.
It probably is.
Okay, yeah, so that weekend, like, Saturday jam at Rocky's, is there any, like, kind of wrap-up point? Are you doing any, like, fires or cookouts or anything after on that Saturday?
Yeah, I would like to. I want to do Chinese lanterns and send them off since it's his birthday and, you know, send them out for him.
What's Chinese lantern?
Like, you can write on them and it's, like, got a flame in the middle. And
oh,
yeah.
Like they do at the fireworks.
Yeah,
like
that.
Yeah.
What are you going to cook?
Well, I mean, we got some food trucks. So.
Yeah, there's some food trucks going to be here.
And the one is going to be here.
There'll be a couple vans, bands that'll be here.
Yep.
Vendors are welcome. I do have...
Rocky asked for the vendors just to make a donation of something.
There is some local companies that have made donations too. I have a couple
have,
raffle
like,
baskets.
Subway.
Like from our local Up in Arms,
Texas Roadhouse,
Orange True Value, they donated one of the Tobler bicycles, so they kind of helped us out with that. There'll be a few different things that were donated by local companies that we're going to make a ton notes to.
Okay.
We got stuff coming for
Chinese auctions. That'll be stuff for a Chinese auction.
You like Chinese food?
I may try to set up a small booth then, but if Rachel and Ryder aren't coming,
man, you're more than welcome.
I don't know about that.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's hard to man stuff.
The only thing that was asked from the vendors is like what a small you know donation of some sort towards Rockies.
Yep. Absolutely. So,
where are you going to put the vendors?
You just figure it out. Yeah, I don't know. bring a folding table and a pop-up tent and figure it out.
I had to bag my grips earlier so they wouldn't get wet, dude. I was like, I better
bring
bag
them.
Oh, yeah, I see. Your car's the car.
Yeah.
With the bag says the grip.
Yeah.
My grips won't get ruined.
Well, I'm
today.
Sure, you know,
I don't want to get water under them.
No.
Yeah.
Arch work us would be easy, you know, quick and dirty vendor tents.
Yeah.
I don't know if you reached out to them.
DWA is coming to set up.
Okay.
We had talked to Tom too.
I haven't.
Tom's such a good guy.
Did you talk to Quartz with Works?
BMX?
I haven't spoken to him yet.
No. I'm sure John will be here and everything.
Not really. As long as he doesn't have anything else going on.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
I haven't spoke to him recently.
My dad talks to him every day.
Yeah. With Arch. Yeah. I hope to see Tom and everybody down here with Arch, and I hope to see everybody. Just show up, we'll have a good time, and we'll see how the jam goes. The first band, I do believe, they're going
to
start around
about
10:30-ish, get everybody pumped up, and as everybody's coming in, the band will already be playing.
Is Kate Harry going to be here?
No. I'll try for you.
All right.
Touch base with Kink, because I don't know if they will or won't, but it wouldn't be terrible for them to come out.
No. Yeah, that would be awesome.
Set up, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what they got going on. If it's too short notice now to say, hey, bring a vendor tent.
Yeah, did.
That's why you see.
Rocky was supposed to be in touch with them. Kink.
With King BMX.
You've been to Breaking Free yet?
Have I been to Breaking Free? I've been to Breaking Free a couple times.
That's why there's so many Kinks.
I think
Kink is originally made there.
Yeah, I was going to say, wasn't Kink originally made in Rochester? The last time I was at Breaking Free, I do believe I twisted my ankle on the resi.
Perfect.
I do believe twisted my ankle.
The last trick I did at Reagan Free last year was a 360 over the red seat.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Now you got to go truck it.
So you're amazing.
I trucked the Resi at Woodward about 2 weeks ago.
You truck driving too?
Yeah. Truck driver and three bars, same thing.
Yeah. I love it. I know, and then you gotta truck the Spox at Breaking Free.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, man, that would be pretty sweet.
You shred truck everything.
Shred the bowl up there.
What?
Shred the bowl up there.
Yeah, I like the bowl.
Right.
That would be cool. What Ben's been talking about for like ever now, building up the mini ramp.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Basically, so it's kind
of
like.
I was over there taking pictures of like everything. We want to put the rail back in.
Yeah, so I think it'll be interesting.
Yeah,
it'll
be
awesome.
The jam's
going to
be
awesome for sure.
Yeah.
We'll talk after. You may have a couple more people you could hit up. Maybe you've already talked to them. Maybe they couldn't do anything, but.
Absolutely.
A couple others that might be able to come set up a booth, too.
Okay.
But I always have a hard time, like. When it comes to setting a booth up in front of a bike shop, like, you know, I'm selling my product that, in all fairness, I believe you should be buying from the shop right now.
Right, it should be in
like, even if you don't stock my stuff,
right?
Like, I feel like, okay, well, why don't you buy this from me at shop cost and then sell it to this kid right now?
Yeah.
Do you know what would be cool?
That's another thing with having it here at our local shop,
Crandall.
Too.
He wants me to go everywhere with him now.
Big thoughts on hoping people would go in and...
All right, go ahead.
Have people go in and purchase stuff out of the glass case.
He probably would.
Maybe pick up a bicycle or two. Maybe a few bicycles get sold that day and everything like that for everybody.
Yep.
It benefits everybody all the way around.
Yeah. I hope you guys got that.
Oh, this episode towards the end is just going to be chaos. It's It's awesome.
My hair's all poofy.
The people that did the stickers for Styles for Miles was ATF Graphics, and I'm going to let Mama talk a little bit more about them and
What's your name?
Caitlin.
What they did for the design and making the stickers for the jam and helping
Duke.
Helping out a lot.
Yes.
Get some things out here for the
however
jam.
However long we want it to be.
Yeah. Until people stop to
I mean, I figured we'd probably be wrapping up in the next 5 to 10.
I think we got to wrap up for a birthday party here soon.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's not
so,
good.
Yeah, just a quick question. You know, from a sticker standpoint here.
Okay, now you make me wonder what people got me now.
It looks like it's a mix of digital and hand-drawn art.
That is actually, yep. And that's an outline of Miles down to our local trails. That's the actual outline of the picture of him riding down there and everything. So I wanted to incorporate it and do something a little bit for his mother and make a nice sign after it so she can hang on the wall because it's got his original chain that kind of holds it together.
Yeah.
Holds everything together.
I love the sign. The sign's awesome. The stickers are awesome. The flyer is awesome. A little hard to see the pertinent info, but it's not a problem. It's
right.
Just it's worth pointing it out.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. So
but I kind of like it.
The ball's protected.
If that's
right now. Box
your
here.
First one.
Yes, it's my first one.
It's her first one.
Remember, I know nothing. I'm still learning.
Yeah.
And it's
we're
funny
learning.
Too.
Yes, every day, right?
Yeah, every
when,
day.
When you start out.
Yes.
Like the queen did.
When you start out and you've only got like half the logos on it, you're like, yeah,
right.
This is working out awesome.
Yeah,
and then you start
like,
going,
oh, my gosh.
Oh, man, you can't see anything.
I was like, how am I going to do this? But
yeah, it worked out.
Yeah.
It's
I'm
awesome.
Like, you know,
I might be against
it. Got it.
But yeah, so you guys, any last comments? Anything you want to say? We'll wrap this up here.
Well, I just want to say that I hope everybody shows up and has a good time, and I hope it brings the BMX community and local kids together and
have them.
You know, just to have fun and.
Miles for Miles.
Just got the smiles for Miles.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, hey, I'm glad you guys were able to do this.
Yeah,
I'm glad
danger.
You guys are putting this all together. I'm sure that it's been
it's
kind of something
help.
To help you cope. Yeah. You grab right onto it pretty much right after everything.
Yeah.
And from a planning standpoint, way early.
I didn't do anything.
But
else. I wouldn't.
But you would have driven yourself insane.
Yes.
I think it's helped his mom out a lot. Ooh, setting everything up and getting everything around because it's put her mind on focus on something special for Miles.
And you know, you hear a lot of people like get salty about well you're only doing this now because you had X happen to you. Well, yes, but what's it matter if you are now motivated more to do
what's
good
this?
Things for other people? I don't think
express.
Yeah, you couldn't express anything better than that.
No, and people get kind of caught up in that, and it's,
right.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
You know why? Like, yeah, everyone.
FBM.
Everyone has to have some catalyst in their life.
Right.
John Quartz.
But I hope that you guys can, you know, get some resolution.
I do too.
Moving forward and get more on, like, getting past and moving forward than right now it feels like you've been kind of trapped.
Mm-hmm. Lately, yeah.
So.
That's, it couldn't feel, I mean, that pretty much explains it right there.
Yeah.
It feels that way. It does.
Mm-hmm. But hey, thank you guys.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
Thanks for hopping in and subbing, Duke. Happy birthday, man.
That's pretty awesome, man. I've never done a podcast, dude. So I'm glad to do it with Grindworks. For sure.
Next is our BMX.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you,
man.
You're welcome.